Hello. Good afternoon and good evening. We are live here over in Germany, and this month is the month of May, is a month of miracle, a month of magic, and also a month of great friendship of mothers and friends. And today we have two of my very special, best, most compassionate friends who are on the show with us. So for our guests, we have Julie and we have Renee. So Julie, you want to say hello?
Hello.
And Renee?
Hello, I'm here also.
So because of these great, wonderful ladies who are so compassionate, and they are true my true friends who decided to come on to the show last minute. I had guests lined up, but within 2 hours, the guests didn't quite manifest it to what I had desired. So I had to call my backup friends to say, please help me on the show. So this is their first time actually being on the show, talking on the show. So today and this week, we're just going to go with the flow. So we're just going to play a little bit of a game here, okay? So Julie, can you tell us, describe Renee in one word. How would you describe Renee?
Oh, that takes more than one word.
Okay, go.
Right now I'm going to say funny.
Funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Renee, how would you describe me?
You. Oh, that is. Oh, I describe you. I feel like you're. Well, that's to me. You're my expressive self. You're able to tell people in a compassionate way, actually, of how things are. Where I definitely, respect that. But as you're my compassion, more or less.
Thank you. And then how I would describe Julie is joyful. She is so fun to be with. Every time we're around her, we just laugh like crazy because she's the laughter, the joker, the joyful Julie. That's what every time I think of Julie. Okay. So talking about friendship. I am very grateful for this last weekend because all three of us had an opportunity to spend some time, just three friends, the perfect triangle, and hanging out and supporting each other. And I'm grateful that the military had brought me to Germany and have an opportunity to meet Julie and Renee, and we had time to build this great friendship. And Julie and Renee are like my sisters and my family here. And with a lot of the military families, we rely a lot on our friends, and we rely a lot on the women to support our spiritual need, our emotion need, our emotional needs, and our mental needs. So that being said, okay, because this is a show about compassion, about women who are doing incredible things with their work to help out our community. So, Renee, tell us a little bit about what you do and what does compassion mean to you?
Okay, compassion. This is interesting because last year at some point, Julie and I were out to dinner with two of her friends, and someone asked me, why do you like what you do? Like, what attracts you to that? And first of all, I must say, I'm a chiropractor. I have an office in Lomshul. And the first thing I thought of was that it's relating to others. That's why I love what I do. And interestingly enough, with you, Kim, as my compassionate friend and always challenging me on this, I actually looked up the word, the definition for that. And let me just say real quick, because the definition, I shocked myself because I didn't feel like I fully have the compassion in the way that you do. And the definition said, the humane quality of understanding the suffering of others and wanting to do something about it. And that just shocked me because I thought, I did not describe it in that way, and that's exactly how I feel. So I'm happy to say that I do feel like I'm able to be compassionate with others. I just wasn't able to say it in words. So that's how I feel I help others in their way of helping them with their body to do something about feeling better, moving better, and functioning better, because it is good to take care of yourself and, feel good about yourself so you can take care of others. And I can't remember if that was the whole question.
Yes, it
did
is.
I answer everything? Okay.
Yes, you did. And Julie, tell us a little bit about yourself, and what do you do?
I'm a massage therapist, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to work some of the time with Renee at her office, which is really fun, which is why I described her as fun. But I see her compassion every time I go to work, and it's good that she used that definition because I think that's very fitting, and that is what she does. I see it every day, and I hope that I feel that as well in my work. And the joy that I get from my work is when I see when I see people leave and they're happier than when they came in. They feel better, and I've helped them. And I've helped them at least physically. And then we all know that when you help someone with the physical, that also helps their emotional and mental, and maybe a little bit of the spiritual as well.
Okay. So, because all three of us had some time to get away and spend some quality time with our girlfriends and getting nourishment in spiritual, emotional, and just the overall well-being. So what did you learn, or what advice can you give to women about spending some quality time with girlfriends or with themselves and just away from their normal, typical roles?
I think it's important to recharge, and it's important to kind of assess how we're doing in life. And if we are too busy sharing all of our compassion with others, then we'll get depleted. I've heard you use that word many times. So in that assessment, we need to find, are we balanced in all the aspects of our lives? And if we're not, we need to take a step back, I think, and do that and recharge. And that's not true for everyone. Some people get charged by being with others and sharing their compassion, and others feel a little bit depleted. So it's good to know that about yourself, too. Which type of person are you, and do you need to get away to recharge, or do you need to spend more time with people?
Very nice. Julie, how about you, Renee?
Tell me again, what was the original question? Because Julie's answer was so fantastic, I got thrown off. what advice do I have for women? That's it, right?
Yes. What advice do you have for women? I mean, to get recharged, to find balance, or, you know?
Right. I mean, definitely, I agree with Julie. Everything she said is fantastic. And also, yeah, do something for yourself today. Like, don't wait for tomorrow or next week because you want to finish doing the dishes or finish writing a paper or checking the email and everything like that. So, yeah, take a moment for yourself. And so later on, you can have more, or you can do those other things, because the time we have now, as things, as we know, is the gift of today. And if we just keep putting that off, we're just really putting off life. So, you know, be thankful for what we have today, so in the future we can, you know, continue to be thankful for what we have. And also, that does me, as well as taking care of our mind and spirit and body, and I definitely agree with that. My philosophy is definitely surrounds that, as well as I know both of yours do. So I think that's one big reason why we all communicate what we do and the energy that we have, and I think why we understand each other so much, and which I'm definitely thankful for. And so that was great to take the time this weekend to spend it with you guys, so I can be recharged and come back and be a great mom and great wife and continue to be a great chiropractor.
I like that answer.
I do, too. I like that answer. Okay, so, all right, because it's my show and it's talking about friendship, so let's talk about girlfriends, sisterhood. You know, you guys are like my soul sisters, my spiritual sisters. I had to come to Germany to find Julie, who was originally from the Midwest, from Seattle, but we never got a chance to meet in Seattle. We had to come all the way to Germany to meet Julie. And, of course, I had to come to Germany to meet Renee. So, you know, let's talk about sisterhood and friendship and how important it is. You know, we're all in our 40s now. So what have you learned being in the 40s and sharing, being friends and sharing time and bonding time with another sister?
I think, can I go first?
Yes,
I feel like
of course,
I'm like just Julie, you know. As you're talking, I start kind of going, oh, yes, that's good. And that's good, too. I think for me, I'm not military related, but I have moved in quite a few countries and quite a few states, and everywhere I went, I have made friends. And when I was younger, I had always lots and lots of friends, and I could, you know, I could go anywhere, and you know, it was fun, and I'd bop around and play with each, you know, group of friends, and whether it would be sports or hanging out or whatever it may be. And as I got older, and this did take me a little while to figure out, it wasn't the quantity of friends, it was the quality. And I've been in Germany since 2005, and I have a couple German friends, but of course the Americans come and go so much. And I hadn't met that quality of friend until I met you two. And the irony behind, I think, us three is that we had all met the same day. And usually, you know, two meet before the other and that such. But whatever, you know, drew us together and had us continue to be friends. It's amazing that we were able to do that and have that opportunity. And then for me to have that opportunity to find two friends at the same time with just the great energy that you both do and laughter and make me laugh and say, you know, everything that it is. And Kim and Julie, I, you know, we talked about this a little bit over the weekend too, and how I said, you two are like an extension of me, where Julie is my serious. I see her as the fantastic homemaker, does everything she needs to for the family. And Kim, you're my expressive self, compassionate, and can talk to people and tell people what they need to do. And that I don't feel I will ever find again in my life. So I'm definitely cherishing what that is now. And so it definitely is the quality of this friendship, and everything that you two represent is, there's not a better definition than you two for me.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I'm not the expressive one, you know, so I'm going to sit over here in the corner and just enjoy this moment and say, ditto.
You have to say something, okay? It's my show.
Oh, I was just really enjoying what Renee said. So, I'm lost in my own little world now. But I definitely agree that you are two very special friends to me. And before I cry, I'm going to move on. But but I do find that what you said, Renee, is true about not the quantity but the quality. And we may not take all of the friends from each place we live for a short time with us as we go, but we can still cherish the memories of them, and we can keep in touch with the ones who are the quality ones, and appreciate all of our friends for who they are, whether it's the short-term friend or the long-term friend, and hopefully just continue to be a good friend ourselves. So,
good answer. Okay, is Kim still there? Because I don't hear her talking.
I don't hear her either. What should we say about Kim? She is so fantastic, and her work is so remarkable. I really enjoy, I think that I learn from her every time we talk. I learn something from her.
Who doesn't learn from her? Everyone must learn something, or they have not. They're not alive, and
paying attention.
I think even if someone's not paying attention, there has to be something missing, because I feel Kim has something to teach everyone, and whether it's through radio or through her yoga or through the work she does with the Tibetan medicine, there's no way that someone can leave her presence without having to learn something or take something with them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Which? We were saying how fantastic you are.
Ditto Julie and ditto Renee from me. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so if you have any questions that you want to throw or ask, and about chiropractor, about massage, about Tibetan medicine, about yoga, so it's time to ask away. Like, what is it that you so Julie, let's go with you. Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you, and then Julie, you ask Renee, and then Renee, you ask me, okay? So here's one question that I love to ask. You also, Julie, you also do essential oils, yes?
Yes.
So with the essential oils that you use, how is essential oil work with massage, and how does it help, and what does it do, and why do you do it?
I feel I'm going to take the core of that question, I think, and answer how does it work with my massage. And I feel like it enhances the massage, and it makes the massage a little easier. For me, I don't have to work quite so hard because the oil does a lot of the work itself. It knows exactly where to go in the body, and it's very powerful. And I'm still learning. There's so much to learn about them, but it's not just a fragrance. It's not just an aromatherapy. If you have a quality oil, it's going to actually affect your cells. And I'm just learning more about that, and it's really exciting to know.
Okay, so Julie, what question would you have for a chiropractor?
Ooh.
Renee, doctor of chiropractor.
Oh, what question, Julie, would you like to ask me? Make it easy. Make it easy.
I know. Oh, let me think of a good one. What prompted you to become a chiropractor?
That's an answer I can easily answer. Well, a friend of mine, his mom was a chiropractor, or is a chiropractor, and at some point she started taking care of me, adjusting me, and for headaches. The reason why I was getting headaches, I'm sure it's because I had a computer job. I was always at the computer, you know, poor posture, all of that. And as I found out, she did the history and everything. I also had a history with throat infections. And I thought it was no big deal. It's just, oh, I'm always sick and taking antibiotics and, you know, et cetera. And then, so she explained to me, of course, how the whole, you know, nervous system and spine works. You know, our nervous system controls and our coordinates our immune system. And if we aren't functioning normally with our spine, that can cause interference with our nerves. And, of course, if it's causing interference with our nerves, it's causing interference with our nervous system. So, or our immune system, sorry. So, I used to, at this point in my life, I was about 21, and I was getting lots and lots of throat infections. And, I mean, I would get 4 to 5 throat infections a year, taking antibiotics, and then a couple weeks later or 4 weeks later, whatever, on a throat infection again, on antibiotics again, et cetera. Anyway, she started adjusting me, and within that first year when she started adjusting me, I had one throat infection. And then the year after, I had none. No throat infections for the next 5 to 7 years. And there's no way that's coincidence. I mean, it's just incredible. I was the healthiest I had been in my life, just thinking better and everything, including thinking better, like I just said. And that probably what prompted me to go to chiropractic school, because I actually found something that I could see that worked, I believed in, and that I could do because I wanted to help people. I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. It took me until I was about 26 to figure that out. And then once I did, I beelined it to the school, you know, to get all my prerequisites and everything, schooling and classes I needed to do. And I haven't stopped since. And I think I just show it in the office of, I love what I do, educating people, telling them they, you know, other options for things out there. Now, believe me, drugs are good for certain reasons, but initially drugs were meant for emergency cases. But in this day and age, everything is a crisis, and we want to get back to work, and we want to have our kids back in school, you know, so we don't ever get to slow down and stop. So this is where the drugs have really probably pushed over on everyone. Yeah, so I like to educate them saying, yeah, your body takes time to heal, you know, and you can't always just hit the drugs. So, you know, and just, you know, go from there. But I know I kind of went off on a tangent there, but that's more or less how I got into it. I guess when I believe in what I do, I see that it works and how it can help people every day. So that just, and it blows me away. It's still, I believe in what I do, but it still blows me away every day. And I love that.
That's great, and that's what I see about you at the office. And I just like being there and watching you work. It's really fun.
Wow. Thank you. And I definitely enjoy having you there also. And I know you said that like twice, and I do. I love having you there because it's just, there's just smiles all around, and it's lots of fun. So can't go wrong.
Okay, so Renee, you don't have any questions for me, right? You know everything about me that needs to be to know, right? So we're all good, right? You don't have any questions for me?
Oh, Kim. There's just so much, isn't there? I don't know.
Okay, great.
Oh.
All right.
I think I know everything. I'm trying to think of what I could ask that you could open yourself up more. But I know you share yourself every week with the radio, and I am just drawing a blank. So, Julie,
okay.
I've got a question.
Okay, Julie, go for it.
Kim, does it take? Do you pick up on someone's energy immediately, or does it take you a little while, or does it depend on the individual?
Ooh, energy question. I love that. it depends. It depends on the individual. Some people, they come in and I pick it up right away. If they are very open, they have a really good aura, I pick it up quickly. Like they just have a special energy and I could spot them right away.
some are some of the people, the energy is a little bit low, and it's a little bit have lots and lots of blockages or a little bit dim. Then it takes me a while to kind of open up their energy and getting to know their energy. And then some people where they have no boundaries and energy is everywhere, and those are the ones that I'm a little bit scared, because their energy moves from one place to another so quickly that I don't feel quite secure. So those are the ones that makes me a little bit nervous. So it's just it's really depending on the individual and how open they are and where they are in their heart, basically. Yeah. That's it. That's all the questions. Yay. Okay. Okay. So we have 4 minutes left. And how would you describe yoga? My favorite question that I always ask people, because it's very interesting how I got on the radio, was people have a misunderstanding of yoga. How would you describe yoga, Renee?
Thank you. what did I say the first time? I said a shift in energy, but you've had me thinking more since then. And for me, although I'm not as adamant about doing yoga as I want to be, I know that's a goal I should put down, but I know when I do yoga, I definitely feel alive. It's like I'm breathing, and you make sure of that. And so that's a good thing. And the thing about breathing, what's important, because I think we've talked about this also, if you're not breathing, you're not alive. And this is, I definitely believe in that also. So because if anything in our body, and if we're not alive, then we're dead and we're not moving. So life means movement, and you need breath to move. And every cell in the body moves, you know, it has the vibration, it connects together, the energy holds it together, and it's your breath that keeps you going in order to do all that. So I'm finding that's more and more important, and ironically enough, I did catch myself like 2 times today not breathing, and thought of you immediately and said, okay, just breathe.
It's good when we hear Kim's voice in our head 100 times a day. Breathe.
Breathe. Just breathe. Which is
open
so
your
true.
Heart.
So, open up. Keep breathing. Yeah.
Okay.
With your stomach. Breathe with your stomach. So, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
that's so.
What's breathing? I mean, what's yoga?
The last time you asked me this, I answered a way of life. So I'm going to stick with my answer so that I'm not too flaky. I think it can be a way of life. And just that balance that Renee was talking about, and balance in movement and breathing, and that kind of leads us back to maybe what I said a little bit earlier about finding your balance and adjusting yourself to keep a balance in your life. It doesn't have to be the same balance every day, but checking in with yourself, being aware, breathing, and knowing where you are in space and how that is in relationship to others, and taking care of yourself first so that you can then have compassion on others.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a couple more minutes until the end of the show. And usually every show I do a mindfulness meditation. And because this is a last-minute show talking about a friendship, I just want to leave this last note and last prayer that I found just right before the show. And it goes like this. I ask God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I ask for health that I might do greater things. I was given affirmity that I might do better things. I ask for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I ask for power that I might have to praise of men and women. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of goodness and God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything that I hoped for. Almost despite of myself, the unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all women, mostly richly blessed by having friends like you, Julie and Renee. Thank you so very much for being on my show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Okay, I'll talk to you. So, listeners out there, thank you for joining us and having a chit-chat with Among Girlfriends. East Coast, have a great afternoon. West Coast, have a great morning. And all the people in Germany, Europe, everywhere in Europe, good night. And goodbye.
Good night. Goodbye.